terrific, terrific, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's terrific to be here with you on this Sunday night, January 14th. It's terrific to be with my great co-host, Jeff Goodman.
As always.
And it's even more terrific to have on the phone, calling from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, my good friend, George Navrogas. Good evening, George. How are you? George?
Hey, great, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it sounds like we're going to have one of those phone delay things. So it's going to be about 2 seconds between what I say and what you say.
Okay. I'll try to be patient.
So will we. But, hey, we've known each other, I guess, gosh, it must be about 8 or 9 years now.
How do you live, George?
How do you live?
How could he stand dealing with you for 8 or 9 years? Oh, I know you for like 8 or 9 months, and I've had it up to here with you.
Well, why do you think he moved?
Okay.
Well, why did you move to Santo Domingo, George?
Well, I was seeking for a quality of life that I couldn't quite find in the States. I'm New York most of my life, and the fast-paced world of working hard and never having enough time for your kids and your wife And so we decided to take the risk, a big risk that was. We didn't know what we were getting into, but...
Was it worth it?
We decided to come here just to see if we can change our lives.
And was it worth it?
Yes. Thank God. I mean, it's been a real blessing. And, look, the real truth is that many good things have happened that has allowed me to stay here because the job market isn't so great here.
It's not so wonderful here either.
A lot of things... But there's a lot of things here that make it very challenging, especially coming from a very organized society like America.
Like what?
With systems in place. Well, for instance, cold showers. You don't have hot water here all the time, which is a real doozy.
I'll bet you. It must make you sexually frustrated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to have sex with you, honey, but the shower's not warm.
Well, what do you do?
I grew up taking hot showers all my life, and I had to learn how to take cold showers.
Oh, you don't. So you don't put in a tea kettle.
Power failures, big time power failures. You know, sometimes you have between 8 to 12 hours a day of power failures.
Now, wait a minute.
It forces you to slow down. Yeah.
Well, how do you have a business where eight to 12 hours? I assume during the day and not during the evening when not as many people would mind. You're in computers. How do you run a computer business with no electricity for 12 hours?
George?
Very good question.
Basically,
what people do here is they buy an inverter and generators and batteries and our own supply of electricity. We have to do it that way. And that's why this is a third world country. It doesn't progress. People can't do business here. And it's a poor country, and it's because of reasons like that.
Well, it sounds like the same problems that Baghdad is having. What's the is it a corrupt government? Why is the why is that a problem still?
No, it's just, they just don't have the infrastructure.
It's really corruption. The main reason why this country has not progressed.
Score one for Dave.
Is because of corruption. You know, you have a lot of politicians here that just don't function properly. There's a lot of drug smuggling, a lot of dirty money laundering, and that seems to be the biggest problem.
So that is a healthy environment to raise your children in, isn't it?
And we know George is going to be disappearing tomorrow. a special...
So, George, what time zone are you in?
I'm 1 hour ahead of you guys right now.
And what time zone is that called?
Yes, Eastern time zone.
No, but you're an hour later than earlier than Eastern.
Wait, sorry, is it 10:15 there or 12:15?
No, it's 12:15. It's just after midnight.
It's 12:15.
So it's not Eastern time zone. It should be.
Well, it's considered still Eastern time zone. I don't know the specifics, but we consider ourselves.
George,
Eastern
I might suggest calling it the George time zone because it is a different time zone. And you can name it after yourself.
The Navrogas. Is it Greek or Turkish, your name? I forget again.
Greek. I'm Greek.
Cool.
Opa.
Opa. Uzo. And I don't know any other words.
Zorba.
He came into the Dominican Republic through the back door, I guess. No, I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean anything.
David is like on the stroll. Do you know anyone with one leg? He'd like to really make them miserable.
Well, I'll bet, speaking of people I'll bet you have seen millions of traffic accidents since you've been to the Dominican Republic? Because the way your notes to that place, like, what's wrong with the roads and the traffic there?
I'll tell you some fun things that really...
Oh, don't make this fun. We wouldn't want this show to be fun.
Heaven forbid.
Well, you know, one of the funniest things that I've observed in this country is that, because there is corruption here, there are no rules. And what I'm trying to get at is, you know, basically, like, for instance, cars. You know, in the United States, everybody has a front windshield. Well, in this case, in this country, there are many cases where people don't have front windshields. And I found that very entertaining when I first came to the country. And then when it rains, you know, you don't have a windshield. And boy, it's tough, but, you know, people handle it somehow.
And they still drive. And they drive in the rain with no windshield.
You have to have those glasses with those little wipers on them.
But I'll tell you something that really cracks me up, an experience I had. Well, you know, you get used to it after a while. You see an open windshield in the front once in a while. You know, after you see it a couple of times, it's not a big deal.
But yeah, I guess.
It's just hard to keep that radio in.
In this country, what's pretty prevalent in this country is that people don't people go in the streets because it's a poor country, and they wash windows, you know. You have windshield wipers.
Yeah. What do they do?
Whoops, a little window in your face.
I'll wash your shirt.
Well, in this case, what happened was that I was at a red light, and what windshield wipers often try to do once in a while, because if they ask for permission to wash your window, usually people say no. So they try to be very aggressive. And sometimes what they'll do is, from a distance, they'll take their sponge and they'll throw it to the window to try to hit it. Well, in this case, it was the car here which had no window. And the sponge actually hit the guy in the face.
God.
I thought that was kind of entertaining.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And then he crashed and died. Yeah, no. And then, of course, you've got the Polish residents of the Dominican Republic who don't have windshields or windows, and yet they still have big alarms on their cars. That's how they keep the criminals out. It's like, they can't get through my door. Okay, I thought it was...
Yeah.
Jeff is smirking but not laughing. I think that's funny. All right. Well, George is laughing.
No, he's not. He's just being polite.
I'll tell you some funny things that happen in this country that you might find amusing also, which is very different.
Yeah?
Is that you have cars, like taxis, that pack about 7 people in the back of a Toyota Corolla. And that's quite challenging when you're trying to get a cab. You know, that's kind of amusing when you see that.
Oh, not the clowns.
Not to be, shall we say, well, morbid, or to make light of something that's really, really sad, and yet... It was kind of funny when you
told me... I'll keep going. I have a big question for him.
No.
Go ahead.
George's wife's aunt died this week.
Oh, I'm sorry about that,
George. Yeah, there's nothing funny about that.
Yeah.
Except, and I was on the phone with George when he was telling me that he just got the call that it happened.
All right. It's hilarious. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, except there's not apparently such a thing as ambulances in the Dominican Republic. How can there not be ambulances in the Dominican Republic?
They don't get anywhere fast.
So how did you end up coping with a dead body?
I actually just got educated. The police actually got themselves involved, and somehow they rearranged. The police department came down, and I wasn't there. I don't know exactly the details. I can't elaborate.
Oh, I thought you were physically heading there to deal with the,
Now, George, I just want to, since this is a country with very few rules and stuff like that, how do you find raising children there, though, with the education? What kind of education are they getting, and how do... You know, they're not really being taught by example, except hopefully from you.
Well, basically, my wife and I were Christians, and we go to church, we go to an American church, and we try to lead by example. It's tough.
What kind of school do your kids go to?
It's a reality. There's many ways to actually help people in this country that don't have the advantages that we have. And so what we do is, like, for instance, I have a charitable organization with a good friend, Spiro, and we go out in the streets, we go to the orphanages, we give food out to people, and we do, we help the missionaries, and we do a lot of good things. We could teach our kids by just doing good things. Like
so they follow but your
school,
example.
School is a challenge.
School is
a challenge. You can send them to American schools, private American schools here.
Okay.
We happen to select a school called the International School.
Okay.
It's a fantastic school. It's a bilingual school. And it's also a baccalaureate school. So teach academics on a level, of the same level as America.
Oh.
The language is French, right?
Yes, sir.
So your kids are bilingual in French and English?
No, not the French. Spanish and English.
But the language is Spanish?
It's Spanish, you have the neighboring Haiti, which is French and Creole.
Oh. Wow.
But it's predominantly in this country, Dominican Republic, they only speak Spanish and some English here and there.
Okay. Now, also, what in God's name make you go there? When did you think about, maybe I'll just go to the Dominican Republic? Why didn't you think, because I know a lot of people go to Costa Rica, a lot of people go to other places, but Dominican Republic is not like some place that I normally hear people moving to.
Actually, that's not necessarily true. It's the biggest island in the Caribbean, and there's more people probably coming into this country. Well, Costa Rica is Central America, but in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. in this country, it's probably more people from America coming in this country than any other country in the Caribbean because it has an industry. It's a big population. There is business. Big companies mm-hmm. are here.
What is like the...
And then the weather is pretty nice. I mean, if you can deal with the downsides, like the hot water, the power failures, the corruption, lack of systems, and thievery, security is a real issue.
Hmm.
People pack a gun, for instance.
They
that's
what?
Not a problem. It's not
you carry, do you pack heat, as it were?
No, my values don't you know, I live by faith, but a lot of people here do. Not everybody, but a lot of people do, and it's normal.
Wow.
It's just a different reality. It's hard for people to understand that from the States. I can hear people saying, this guy's crazy. But
and what is the crime rate like there?
It's pretty bad. It's
violent crime or just
kidnapping. There's kidnapping here and there. Not that often, but mm-hmm. there is. But primarily break-ins, you know, because there is a big division between the wealthy class and the lower class. And what happens is that people break into homes, and that's the primary problem.
And it's starting to happen here, so...
Use any means to do that. Sorry?
And I'm saying, we're having break-ins and home invasions here.
Yeah.
That's become a big deal on Long Island in some of the nicer neighborhoods.
Now, also, onto another subject that's really, really important. What's your television like?
Oh, yeah.
What do you get in TV? Do you get to see The Amazing Race?
Or whatever. What is
what kind of television do you
get? What do you watch on
TV? Is there
TV?
Television? How do you get your news?
You have satellite TV, you have cable TV. This is a very developed country for a Caribbean country.
What kind of satellite do you get? Any station?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. We don't have television in our house. I just forbid it to be here. I think it's really a poison for people. So.
Really?
I don't like to expose... Yeah,
I'll never get along, George. I live for the television.
Well, do you ever miss it, or are you just happy you've got other things to do? You read, you pray, you go out into the community.
I work. You know, I have a company, a web development company, and then and spend quiet time with my kids, you know, read my Bible. And we, of course, go out in the streets, and we feed people every day, 5 days a week. And on the weekends, we go out in the field and try to help people out.
But George, I must tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to watch The Amazing Race. It's really the best thing on TV.
Well, they'll probably set the next one. Well, they'll probably set the next
door. Go next door on CBS. It's a wonderful, wonderful.
What is this with you and The Amazing
Race? I love that show.
Know
you didn't know that?
Well, yeah, you're getting on me for mentioning the one-legged woman. Do you have a lot of questions there?
Dave was really laughing it up when I told him there was a one-legged woman who was very inspirational doing The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
She was doing all these things, and they gave her no extra things.
Yeah.
She had a race against all these normal people in their pairs. She and her boyfriend raced against 10 other teams of two.
Okay, yeah.
And did quite well.
So let's talk about The Amazing Race instead of a man who lives in a country we've never been to.
No, I just wanted to tell him that.
Okay.
It was kind of a joke, and
thank
then he got really serious. I remember. But The Amazing Race is great. So,
okay,
George, go watch the television for that.
Okay.
Anyway.
And it's wholesome.
Well, yeah, actually, well, I guess it is.
It is.
More than the other reality shows. By the way...
you guys want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Want to hear something comical?
No, why would we want anything comical on this show?
My wife and I went to the beach And we saw, we went to a beach called Boca Chica.
Uh-huh.
And they had a store with a sign that said, bathing suits for rent.
Ew. Did you rent a bathing suit for? No. I assume they sterilize
it. Dave.
Or they just rinse it. If there's a stain, they rinse. If not, it goes right back out again.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, but you know what? How many times have you gone to a shul and there was like the pile of yarmulkes or something like that?
I don't use them.
Well, I have. You know, people take them off on their heads. They put it back in.
Lice infected. That's how they get lice.
It could be lice infected. Well, but you take your chances. You figure God's watching out for your head. And he's not going to let lice go.
That's why all the Jews have bald spots.
Anywho, how about one or two more cute anecdotes from life in the Dominican Republic from my good friend George Navrotis? Any other cute things?
Do you ever see Miss Dominican Republic walking around?
I can tell you one thing you cannot do in this country is that you can never, never ask for directions. Actually, it's a cultural trait in this country that I found out very quickly that people never like to disappoint you. And so even if it takes lying to you, they will tell you, they will give you an answer, even if they have to dream it up. But they will.
That's very funny because I go to Thailand a lot, and it's another cultural thing in Thailand. They don't want to be rude to you. So even if you're wrong, they'll just smile and say yes. You know, you have to ask them very specific questions because is this the way to so-and-so? They'll just smile and go yes, even if it's not, because they don't want to be rude.
Oh, man.
Isn't that hilarious?
I gotta go date some girls there. No, I'm kidding.
Another thing that I thought would be funny to share also is that people don't respect the traffic order at all here, especially at night. Everybody takes a red light. It's just because a red light, and they look both ways. Sometimes they don't even look both ways. They take it. So
traffic lights are optional in the Dominican Republic.
Well, they're like stop signs.
No, understand. Now, are you in like a major, major city? Or are you on the outskirts? Or are you in the suburbs? Where are you in relation to what one would assume
is
a city?
No, I'm in the Santo Domingo, the capital, the center of the hub of.
Mm-hmm.
I can't begin to think how you must have it like a little more industrialized and modern than like people 10 miles out.
Yes, of course. Yes, I mean it's quite a difference between the city and 10 miles out. I mean, people live in shacks, shanty houses.
Mm-hmm. And what's your home like?
Very poor conditions.
Good question. Yeah.
Sorry?
What is your home like?
No, I have a concrete house. It's flat. You know, I don't know how to tell you.
Is it a one story or two stories?
No, it's one story.
How many bedrooms?
Just a regular house, driveway, picket fence, yard.
Oh.
A lot of caging. That's another thing that's in this country.
Caging.
You know, every window has a cage.
Oh.
On it. You know, you have the metal gate.
For break-ins, for robberies and stuff.
So it's basically Little Brooklyn, pretty much.
And how much did that go for? First of all, what is the currency there? And how much is the house? The peso.
So what is it to an American dollar?
I would say about $60,000.
Wait,
for a three-bedroom house.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, but in other words, like, what is a dollar to a peso these days in Santo Domingo? How many pesos to the dollar?
34 pesos to the dollar.
Cool.
And so it about $60,000 is a nice three-bedroom home? Is that what you'd say?
Uh-huh. That still sounds pretty high considering it's a third-world country.
Well, let him answer.
Okay.
I'm talking about right down the middle here. You can find here $500,000 homes and apartments with no problem.
Well, because they probably have all the generators in the buildings, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're most of them are backed up by generators, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find a nice $8 hut. Oh.
Now, how far do you live from the coastline?
Like 5 minutes by car. I'm right on the water.
Mm.
The water. But it's not a beachfront. It's more rocky, and you don't go swimming there.
Oh, really? Where do you go swimming?
The hotels dump garbage in there. And a lot of facilities.
Well, they have very big toilets.
They're not, you know, like I said, there's a lot of corruption here, so there's a lot of abuse, you know. There's a lot of risks that are taken, but...
Wow.
Well,
you know, you got to take your precautions. You learn how to take precautions. You're careful with things.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often do you get back to the United States?
Well, the last time I was there was actually 2 months ago. My dad passed away, but I was going there like every 3-4 months.
Really?
Well, for business.
And then before that, I was traveling every 2 weeks because I was working for Verizon, actually, in the States for about a year and a half while my family was here.
Wow.
So literally every 2 weeks he would commute back and
forth. How far is it and about how much is the airfare?
It's about 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
Direct flight.
It's like Florida.
And do the major airlines, I assume they go, or do you take a little sort of...
Air Dominica.
Right.
No, I take a direct flight right down here.
By what airline?
American, Delta.
Oh.
JetBlue.
Really? JetBlue?
NLL.
Sure.
Or some stranger. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, George, just to let everybody know, as you said, even though you're dealing with the problems in Santo Domingo and trying to have a business there, you have a generator in case there are blackouts, and you have a whole staff with you. You design websites, you do computer type stuff. How do people find out about you and how, you know, tell just a little bit about your company.
We have a company that's basically an outsourced company where you can get a website for half the price that you get in the United States because...
Well taken.
I plugged local talent here, which is very good. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the opportunities. And I'm the go-between. But basically, you save big time money. It's called Wow My Site.
W-O-W.
It's a professional website.
Yeah. Wow
W-O-W, My Site. W-O-W, My, M-Y-S-I-T-E, wowmysite.com.
Well, everybody check, yeah.
I didn't think I was going to plug that in, but...
Well, how much do you charge for a normal website?
It depends what's there, but a basic site, you can, you know, for like $600, good quality website. We have a portfolio on there. You can see a sample of different sites there. You know, the labor is cheap here, so what I do is I take the labor and I apply the American system and American mentality, and we have, you know, quite a bit of clients and people that we outsource work to other web development companies that are in the States. We do their work. They solicit to the American public, but they outsource it to us, and we develop the work for them.
Well, everybody, it's wowmysite.com, owned and operated by George Navrogas, my good friend George, who I want to wish, you know, as you would say, blessings and good things to in 2007. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on Dave's Gone By. George, we'll be in touch soon, I'm sure. And most happy New Year to you. What are your hopes and plans for 2007 before I let you go?
Happiness, health, and security on
the
island.
Do you want Miss Dominican Republic to become Miss Universe, and maybe Donald Trump can give her a second chance?
I'll be friends with you guys. Great show. You guys sound great. All the best to you guys.
Well,
thank you for having me on the show.
Same to you.
A pleasure, George. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for being in the neighborhood, George Navrogas. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Well, that was cool. That was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, George Navrogas from WowMySite.com in the Dominican Republic.
In the Navrogas time zone.
Yeah, that's right. 1 hour. That's what we got. Because we never assumed there was another time zone. Because
I know there's another time zone.
Well,
because South America is there and stuff like that, but I never knew what it was called. Now I know it's the Navrogas Zone. Mm. You have entered the Navrogas Zone.